Okay.
You're a god. Oh mate, boy, we're fucking rocking and rolling. So this is the first episode of Horror, Gore and More. And I'm your co-host, Michael. Accompanied with me with my best mate, twin brother motherfucker from another mother, is Zayford.
Hello.
And, well, basically today, this is just like the first episode of the podcast.
And we just going super well, took us about 20 minutes to
Yeah, just took us like 20 minutes to set up, because our fucking recording setup is ghetto, and we're just knocking a few drinks back, fucking, you know, taking the world as it is.
You know, we had to knock a few back to watch the film anyway.
So what film did we watch?
Wishmaster.
Wishmaker, if some people want to call it that.
It's such a great film.
I wait to fucking kill myself.
Oh mate, don't fucking wait, everyone else did as well.
So basically the film, from what we saw, well, we watched it in its entirety. It's just a shit.
I did. Someone else went for a fag.
I had to. We paused it at least. But basically the film is some fucking weird Persian devil or fucking something grants wishes and kills people when they want the wishes.
It's called a djinn, but okay.
Yeah, it's called djinn, spelt with a D. Don't know how that works. So, I mean, realistically, what did the film score on Rotten Tomatoes?
I don't know, you've got your phone with you.
So have you. You I've literally looked it
my
up.
My phone is on charge, and I think it's on like 37%.
Right. I'll have a look. We'll do some investigating.
Yeah, we probably researched the film before we started.
You did. You told me.
No, exactly. I said that originally.
Right. What's the film called?
Wishmaster. Not Wishmaker.
Master.
Right. 97.
Yeah, there's actually multiple sequels.
Yeah, which is a fucking
there's four, at least.
Yes, and I have them all.
So,
rip me.
Wishmaster, 1997, the great year that I was born. It got a audience score of 38 and a critic score of 23%.
Fucking buzzing.
Great I can tell you for a fact, mate, the cover art don't even look nothing like what the guy did.
Is it like the cover art where it's his face and then the stone at the bottom? Yeah.
No, it's not even that.
So what?
It's that.
Oh, no, that's a cover art. That's what's on the DVD case.
There's no stone at all. But anyway,
the
film's trash. The leading actress is called Tammy Lauren. She goes by the name of Alexandra Amberson, and it's absolutely fucking trash. It is a fucking actress. And she literally hasn't probably as much
emotional range as a fucking spade.
As a fucking spade, yeah. And I've seen some spades in my day.
No tears at all.
There was nothing. There was scenes where her sister was being set on fire, even though she saved her sister from a fire many years ago, and she didn't even fucking tear up once. I think the only positive I can actually give the film is the fact that
we were drinking during it?
Yeah. I mean, maybe the practical effects to say it's a 21-year-old film, but even then, it fucking... I feel like I've got a tumour in my brain.
I like you just did maths and it's like pretty quick, good maths. Pretty
it's not because I was born in 97, so... The film's whatever I am. I'm whatever the film is, should I say.
Dog shit.
But basically, it was a very shit film. Hi, Alicia. Bye.
Wow.
Shit, you'll have to bleep that out. But, nah, in the grand scheme of things, that film was really shit. There was just... I don't think many of the actors had any emotion.
No, they didn't. I think the best actor was literally the guy who played Jin.
Yeah, and even that was a push to say he was the best actor.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, even if... I don't even know. It was just fucking... If I didn't have any alcohol to get me through that film, I think I would have been very upset.
It's funny because I used to like that film when I was, like, 12.
See, I'm just
I bought all the films on DVD.
I'm just really not like, looking forward to it.
I still love them, and I watched it back after not watching it for like 10 years. It's such a dog shit film.
I'm just really not looking forward to watching the sequels, to be honest, because Jesus fucking Christ.
The second one's called Evil Never Dies, and then the third one's like Beyond the Gates of Hell, if you've got the American version. I can't remember what the English version is. And then the fourth one's like prophecy fulfilled.
But it's just like what we were talking about. You could easily get around it all, and it's just bad writing and just everything about it was pretty shit. I mean, it's an okay concept. It's just fucking heavily flawed.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I think that's just what hurts.
If it's, literally just use one of the three. So basically, the main girl has to. She awakens the djinn, and she's got a. She gets granted three wishes, and then the djinn gets to combine dimensions, I guess. Is what he was trying to do? Open a portal from his world to the main world? Take over?
You got that from the film?
I mean, I've seen the film, film on a couple occasions.
I didn't even get that.
Yeah. I vaguely know what I'm talking about.
You got too much knowledge from this film.
Yeah.
I don't even know. I was just taking it as it came.
I mean, to be fair, I did read the synopsis before. Like the other
day. Oh, you posh bastard.
No, I was ready to remind myself because I knew I'd drink during this film because I knew it was dog shit.
But, I mean, the whole theory behind this podcast is we're going to watch some shitty horror films and...
Yeah, or not good original to any other horror podcast.
Shitty horror films, but good horror films at the same time because, obviously, there is a contrast. excuse me. Zayford likes horror films and gore, whereas I don't really care about gore. I mean, make me cringe because I had a little bitch. Horror films, I wouldn't go out my way to watch them, but I wouldn't be like, oh no, don't put a horror film on. So I mean,
there's been times where you've said that put a horror film on.
I don't know, I don't remember that.
We've been at friends' houses in their backyard, and you've been like, don't put a horror film on.
In their backyard?
He's Polish.
Oh, shams. I don't remember.
Oh, try not to drop names.
Why do I keep doing it? Oh, mate, you're going to have to bleep this out. Yeah, sorry.
I'm literally just going to leave all of this.
I don't fucking even know.
As if we edit it, it's going to be shorter than it already is.
Yeah, I don't know. My brain's fucking melting as it is. But, I don't know. Like, that was a while ago. But, like, so films now. I've seen a fair few films, like, over the while.
What was fucking that shit one you watched on Netflix last weekend? That's just...
Where?
That one about the doll.
Oh no, I didn't watch it. So someone I knew.
I thought you watched it.
We were gonna watch it, and then it turns out
that doesn't need to be popped.
It turns out that the film is actually in Indonesian, and it was subtitled, so we didn't watch it. And it turns out that it was a shit film anyway. But basically, it was called Sabrina, and it was
probably
the same.
It's probably better than this.
It was the same concept of Annabelle, supposedly. I don't really know.
I saw the trailer of it.
Yeah.
It did not look good.
No, I mean...
Because we was like, going through it like Netflix at one point, and it's just like, it just looked so bad.
Don't really have high hopes of anything that copies. It's like, I watched that The Boy, which was, again, with the doll.
With the chick from Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, and it basically turned out there was a fucking bloke living inside the walls.
The guy was living in.
Yeah, and he was like, mate, that's actually made the film even worse. I mean, it would have been a bit more scarier. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that really pisses me off with horror films. They keep you gripped in for, like, hours, obviously, because it's a film. But then the ending always turns out to be shit. I've never once sat through a horror film and gone, fuck me, that ending was good. Every ending is fucking disappointing me. I think it was that the Lights Out, like there's a film called Lights Out, where obviously the mum's like fucking a bit spastic, and obviously like fucking when lights go, there's like this weird demon that's like possessing and trying to kill her because it became a friend. And towards the end of the film, I mean it's a spoiler, but I don't really care because the film's been out for like 2 years, and no, 2 years back to 2016. Yeah, because I remember we went to the cinema with.
Why?
It's alright, she's still relevant. And, so the film basically ended with fucking lights started flickering, and that was the sign that the demon was still there, and it was like, oh, fuck.
Sign for it. Good old sequel.
Yeah, pretty much. A sequel just to make shitty more money, which, no, I don't. We'll fucking end up going to see it. I think the last film I really enjoyed was It.
I mean, It was pretty good.
Just because it was so. It wasn't even scary, it was just fucking weird. And
see, I like Stephen King films.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not the films, the books definitely. And I've got like a lot of the books. The films are hit and miss.
See, like...
But the remake of It was very good. I'm excited for the...
No, I mean, I'm excited for the sequel, because I thought the first one was really good.
Plus it's got fucking James McAvoy in.
Is it?
As the main guy, as Billy. Bill.
Oh, obviously, because they're older, aren't they? Yeah, shit. Mm. Yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see how it pans out. Obviously, it's not going to be as good as the books.
Still Buffy leaves for Split.
Maybe, or yeah. That's another film I'm looking forward to. Yeah. They're going to be good. But apart from that, that's basically what the podcast is going to be about. And
it's going to be us talking about the film for about 10 minutes and then probably...
And then me and Dee talking shit, such as Pussy Beard Syndrome.
Depending on how much we drank.
So Pussy Beard Syndrome, it's... do you want to explain it?
No.
So if you're a man of facial hair,
you came up
Pussy
with
Beard
it.
Syndrome is basically where you go down on a woman. Or a man, I don't know, whatever your fucking sexual orientation is.
I'd probably say man. Or
man, woman. I don't know, you can both get it. I mean, depends how, you know, but anyway, that's too much detail.
I feel like it's more compared to the straight male with a beard.
the grand premise of the whole thing is that basically if you go down on a woman of said choice and you're a man of facial hair, obviously once you're doing your business down there, your beard's going to get wet. And that's what we call...
You call?
Pussy Beard Syndrome.
I didn't call it shit. You came up with this shit. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So basically it means if we work together and we just chat shit.
Yeah, 20 minute breaks and just...
Yeah, so basically 40 minutes a day is just full of talking shit or just saying we want to kill ourselves. But I mean, it's all gravy. We've been playing Red Dead.
Oh,
we played a bit of Red Dead Online. It's... I mean... I don't know, you've probably played it more than me.
I've
so
played
far.
It more now, yeah. I've heavily played it.
So what's your verdict on it so far?
It's very grindy. If like once you've done the missions in it, it's very grindy.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it was typical of GTA Online anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, it's still sort of enjoyable. Obviously, you've got to have someone else to play with to make it a bit better.
So obviously, we played it for about 2 hours or something yesterday.
Yeah, I'd say a couple of hours because my child decided she wanted feeding. But other than that, yeah, we played it for about 2 hours. It was entertaining. I played it today for a few hours and it by myself it wasn't as good. But yeah, I manned it. Created a gang in it.
Yeah, it was... No, it was good. Like, obviously, there's a lot of people online... And that just makes it a bit of a bastard. So the online situation, there's a lot of people who want to be killing, and it's just a bit of a bastard, really. It's just a bit of a bastard to play online. And now we're being joined by Mark. He's finally been let out of the house.
I'm a good friend. That bitch has gone glass. He's fucking hell.
Trying to record something here. Jeez, oh. As in, yeah. No, we'll have profanities. So, I mean, I guess you are here now. So, we're literally just on about Red Dead.
Shit,
yeah, so he's not allowed games. His girlfriend hits him. So I mean, fucking the three of us here now. It's alright.
Oh, wait until Benji gets here.
We've got a special guest, Mark. So what's your sexual orientation?
Sorry, Michael's got the phone. Michael's got the Empire one. You know, it's cool.
What's your sexual orientation?
Pan.
Pan, right. So Mark identifies as a pan.
Pansexual.
Frying pan.
Frying pan, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Just so Mike, you have some context. Mark's
have you ever seen
fat
Wishmaster, Mark?
Wishmaster.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, mate.
Fucking
you're
dope.
In luck. You really shouldn't. Yeah, it was dope. Really fucking bad. Yeah, I've seen better acting in a porno.
You've seen acting in porno?
Yeah.
Why are you watching really old ones?
I've seen one where he's on the ship and karate chops the guy.
What?
Karate chops the
other. Guys? he comes in and karate chops a guy. Bit of guy on guy action. That's fine, I mean. That's all good. I've seen SpongeCock SquareNuts. SpongeNob SquareNuts.
Oh, mate, don't talk about SpongeBob. Didn't like the karate die so, 2 years ago.
See, yeah, we can get sort of like a second basis here. How do you feel? Because you're not man of a facial hair, are you?
Oh, God, not this again. finger.
No, it's not a man of facial hair. So, we were talking about something called pussy beard syndrome. Pussy beard syndrome. So basically, I'll explain it again. I've literally just talked about this. Pussy beard syndrome is basically where you go down on a woman, if you're a man with hair, and obviously you do your business, and then your beard's wet with pussy juice. It's just like, it's just there. It's not an annoyance, but it's just there. Like I'm saying, when you know you stroke your chin or whatever, you can feel it. It's like a wet towel.
You definitely need to shower afterwards.
Yeah, or do something with it. So like, how does that appeal to a man with no facial hair?
I feel like
it's
the wrong phrasing.
You are.
I feel like that's the wrong phrasing of the question. But how does it appeal to you?
It's the one time not having facial hair.
I suppose.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, I just wanted to, like, other side.
I just wanted to talk about it more.
Yeah, basically. PBS. Pussy bit syndrome.
Hey, don't fucking use terms that people come up with.
Hey. Gotta get that feature.
Sorry, because we made up this rule to not name drop.
Name dropped, and I've just name dropped about like four or five people. Just randomers.
Just people within the vicinity, I guess.
Not specific,
people
just like.
People may not live in my fucking house.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, someone walked in to go get whatever they wanted to get, and I was like, I said bye, so and so. I was like, oh shit, I shouldn't have name dropped. So, basically, it's going well. We've literally just started this. Maybe. We'll see.
It's first episode. Who gives a shit?
This is like the drinking uncut edition. It's all. I don't know where Benji is.
He's supposed to come in now. That's what it said.
Yeah.
Are we setting off at 8 still?
I don't know. Let's fucking get drinks in, mate. Get drinks in, let's get shit
in. Yeah?
Nathan's actually come out. Oh, we're still name dropping, it's all good. Nathan's never gonna listen to this, it's fine.
Just fucking get drunk. Have a good time.
Bastard, I didn't get any money.
See, exactly.
Shop's open.
All the time. Exactly, see, it's open until 10. Ballin'. Just go get shit first. I've still got like. Yeah, what's your favourite horror film?
So we can watch it next and talk shit about it.
It's alright, keep the pause going.
Yeah, I love the dead air. I don't have to edit this
and
out.
And this podcast is sponsored by. We have no sponsors.
It's called
Shaun of the Dead. Shaun of the Dead, that's not a horror film.
Yeah, that's not.
That's a
really
comedy.
Horror. It's like a horror comedy.
Yeah. Fun fact, when I was a little kid, Shaun of the Dead used to scare me because I was really petrified of zombies.
I feel like that's really disappointing.
Yeah.
I think the last film that scared me was Darkness Falls.
Darkness Falls, never heard of that.
It's about a tooth fairy, but the tooth, if you, it's the fucking mate.
Yeah. It's fucked up.
Yeah. 100%. I watched it years ago.
See, I can't actually remember what film scared me because, like, with me. I don't know, it's more the unexplainable that scares me, so anything to do with paranormal stuff or
spooky ghosts,
demons and shit.
I
was supposed to go see the remake, but I never did.
I mean, it was technically a sequel.
Yeah. Well, no, it was a remake, really.
There you are, here's your next film, Rubber.
Rubber's so bad.
I mean,
I guess. To be fair, he was complaining about this film being bad. I was like, Michael, you've got to wait until we actually watch something fucking bad. Because there's so much
say,
worse.
Say, what... when I think of really...
Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
When I think of really bad horror films, I always think of Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, the 80s one, which I've told you about.
So you think of like more classic films?
Yeah, just because...
actual dog shit 80s films.
Just because of the fact that... No.
Have you even heard of Rubber?
No.
Yeah, which is Rolf Van.
Just because of the fact that when Leatherface comes in his pants over the girl, and all he does is go.
When he's like,
what?
Never come in his pants before.
Yeah, but not over like fucking one
for
to,
a girl.
Wanting
never
to
over
rip,
a girl.
Wait,
guys.
No way to rip someone's face off.
I mean,
I imagine there's been many of a time when I've come in my pants, you know, wet dreams and all that.
There you go, the best killer tire movie you'll ever see.
It's probably the only one.
Yeah.
That's like fucking saying
other than
Christine. Hobo with a shotgun.
Christine's a gun though. Christine's a car.
Christine's
it's got fucking
gun.
Tires on it.
Yeah, but this is just one tire.
Yeah, I guess that's a good point. Christine's a good film. I miss that film.
See, I don't know. I don't really rate horror films because, like I said, they always let me down in the end.
Begins or Horse Dog Shit.
It's like it's like a Mackey's. It's like, to me, horror films like a Mackey's meal. You really fucking like want it to be good. You start eating it, and it's like, actually,
once you've finished, it's like,
this ain't bad. But once you finish, you're like, fuck me, I feel robbed.
I regret that. I've
got stomach ache. I'm gonna shit myself.
That could be any meal we need to do.
Yeah, true. It's fair. I had a barbecue chicken. I had a barbecue chicken.
Oh, why?
Did I?
Fucking yeah.
The pizza. I thought that was the kebab.
Pizza.
I thought it was alright after pizza. I thought it was the kebab. Oh, oh yeah, that's because it was from a dirty ass takeaway.
Which takeaway? Which one?
McDonald's.
Oh yeah, that's dirty.
Yeah, I want the
McDonald's.
Jesus,
they're never gonna hear this. It's
like. But it's like I had a barbecue chicken pizza yesterday when I went out for tea, and then I got a McFlurry at some point last night.
I got a good old Fat Boys last night.
And then fucking like after the McFlurry, like, I think it was after McFlurry, like my stomach just started fucking caning, and I was like, man, I can't eat shit like I used to. What are you doing? Fuck, you having no sound? We're recording. It's all professional. Fat lip. We don't do
ASMR. We're gonna start doing it right now. Hello, big boy.
Oh, so like, just throw it out there, we're not doing rape films, because that's fucking disgusting.
Why would you want to sit there and watch someone be raped for 5 minutes?
No, it doesn't, because end of the day, rape, like revenge films are fucking disgusting, because half the film is just rape scenes.
It's like 40 minutes of a woman going through that experience and then her getting revenge. It's like, okay, yeah, I can watch that.
I like to joke about stuff, but that's fucking disgusting. Like, I don't.
Yeah, my wife's talk make rape jokes.
I just can't do it. Like, I hate stuff to do with that.
Yeah.
It's just not right.
Tom Banson,
isn't it? It's not well, is it?
You don't see film critics thinking,
I mean, probably do. They choose not to watch the film or review it.
The other people who review it are the people who want to review it. Right, review.
Because when you're 600 episodes deep, and you've all the horror films.
I mean, if we get to 600
episodes deep.
If we get to 600 episodes deep, that's like fucking a good couple of years at least.
Yeah, I'm gonna say, yeah,
roughly, yeah. If not, it'd be like once every 2 weeks.
Like 600, fucking hell. So it's a 52 in a year. Yeah, that's making my brain melt. It'd be like fucking, it'd take us like 12 years.
I mean, it'll take at least 5.
52 weeks.
It's about 5 years.
It takes us over 10 years.
No, it takes us 5 years.
10 times 52, 520. 11 years.
Oh shit, boy!
Told you, boy.
Maths isn't my strong suit, especially
while
drinking.
Dickhead. Wow, you are the most. You
are the racism already on the first episode.
You are, the most Chinese of all.
I am.
Are the glasses out open?
Nah. But
why are you no doctor yet?
My dad's not disappointed in me.
So
he's definitely disappointed.
It's fucking. Let's throw a few questions. So
questions.
Yeah, I don't know. I just fucking spice you up. So like. If you were to die, yeah, as we all gonna fucking die in the end,
Hopefully.
How would you want your funeral? What would you? What atmosphere would you like at your funeral?
There's only one funeral I'll fucking have. I'll tell you what, I'll let you have 3 guesses.
I know, I didn't know, a Viking funeral. I had gear.
So you want us to throw you into reverence, burn you?
So basically, he wants a Viking funeral.
Well, okay, not throw, push right into a river and burn you.
Fire a bow.
I mean, definitely.
Yeah, it's got a bit. You're gonna have to be a deep lake, like, so you can't put you in like a little pond.
Yeah, I suppose.
We need you to like fucking sail off into the sunset. It'd be like Boromir and go down the fucking log flume. I tell you what, we'll stick you on log flume at Alton Towers. Do you know the rubber duck one? Yeah.
Yeah, that's not gonna be frowned upon.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that log flume's even there anymore.
Is it lava or is it leather?
It's leather. Imperial leather.
Leather?
Yeah, leather.
L-E-A.
Leather.
I thought it was lava. No, I thought it was leather.
Anyway,
someone check.
I don't use that soap anymore because I use Dove. Dove is nice and soft. And
sponsored by Dove.
It goes creamy.
Joking, we're not sponsored by anyone. So because if you want to sponsor us, you totally can.
How would you want your funeral?
I don't want a funeral.
Okay, so no funeral. Say with me.
I'd take a cremation, that's probably right, yeah.
Cremation, so you want to be burned. Say with me. No, I just meant like the atmosphere, like.
Honestly, I don't even.
I think you need to fucking give your
brain
to science, to be honest.
Yeah?
Missing, like.
Fucking, yeah.
Michael fucking
Helms.
Wow, dropping second.
Wow, causing names. This is why you want the lab to come round.
No.
Mate, you can find him on Facebook.
No, I think I'd want my funeral to be like...
All men over 30, stone, hit him up.
Backy beast. Anyway.
Fat one, bitch.
So I think... Oh my dear, this is just far apart.
I mean, it's the first episode, what do you expect?
It's
the first
episode. It's just because you're here, you fucking big retarded giant.
You said you'd be finished by the time.
With your fat lip.
To be fair, we only got started about quarter past.
Yeah. It was.
He did.
We were watching a film. The film was like an hour and a half.
It took fucking forever to sort the fucking mic out.
Come on,
ask
him, because I'm off his ear. It's a sort of
matter. Yeah.
It is serious.
This is serious.
No, mate.
This is serious.
So we're making our money.
We're going to hire ourselves out to anyone who wants to buy us. Yeah, we're available for Christmases, Hanukkahs, birthdays, bar mitzvahs, funerals, graduations.
I mean, in church, Christian and my child lecture, I've got to be in a fucking church.
Yeah. Well, you wait until I'm your best man. I'm going to drop chow and just be like,
yeah, that's why I picked you.
That's fine.
Same, to be fair. I picked him as well.
Yeah. Fucking everyone picks me.
Did he not ask him?
Never asked me, yeah.
Alright.
You said
so you
no.
should have asked him then, but you're like, cool. Like.
That makes no difference. That makes no difference.
See, I'm actually scared of what he's going to say. Like, best
I mean, I've got like 7 years of like shit. Plus longer.
Yeah, I was going to
say. So yeah, but I've been friends with you on Facebook for like 5 years.
Yeah, but it's 7 years of knowing me, but then it's more years knowing her.
I suppose
she's
I don't really have much shit on her apart from the usual shit.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
there's a lot better.
Let's make a slideshow of you and me.
Please don't.
Good idea.
Don't
like,
use that
one. I was gonna Photoshop like really bad images, really bad images of me and you like.
The
only
the worst
away.
Photo we have together is that one photo from Shams.
We're
both
like,
drug dealers.
Fucked off our heads. What?
No.
We're all
I think it's
where
no,
I'm
behind,
that's
I'm
that. That
him.
Was fucking other people's birthdays.
That was like the parties and stuff.
Yeah.
There's one photo. Of
he was like
him,
hugging
I was, like,
me.
Behind him, like hugging him.
He was really gay.
Like, proper gay. Had long hair and everything. Mate, we're buff.
I mean,
we look like we're buff at drugs.
Yeah.
Probably were.
I mean, I was probably only like 16.
And I was 18, taking advantage of you.
Yeah. He never penetrated me, almost.
Are you jealous?
Me? No. Not really.
Jealous. I want to know if he's jealous that I didn't penetrate him and only ever penetrated women.
I mean, end of the day, I don't know. I don't know what we're talking about. This has gone. You are the worst person to interrupt this floor ever. You bring nothing to the table.
You didn't watch the film.
You fucking. Yeah, no, but
yeah,
Jesus.
But you came.
At half seven.
Oh, 27 minutes past seven.
You fucking. What's that?
It's a fucking Christian.
Ah, right.
So I mean, you can leave it here if you want. Yeah,
leave
it
here. No, you can't. You can't.
That's a Christian invitation.
Oh my god, you're killing me. Oh my fucking god.
Sunday, everyone looks. What are you fucking talking shit for?
We're fucking supposed to be recording.
Yeah, and it's still content, isn't it? Mate, 28 minutes.
28 minutes, Jesus Christ.
Probably the most.
This is just talking shit now.
Shit talk.
Oh my god. That's not relevant to this right now.
It is, though, isn't it?
Please shut
it's
up.
Not fucking bad, though.
Do you want me to message Beth?
Message Beth? She's out.
I've got dirt on you.
Oh, my God. Really fucking nice. Sorry, because Michael said that
what,
he thought you were on a leash because you wanted to come out of the seven.
Yeah. Both copies?
Yeah. I told her I opened it all day.
Of course you did, homie.
Oh, I'll tell you what, it was a good feeling. She came on today. I'm getting red
on. Alright, you talking for a bit?
Did we go towards the mic a bit? So Zaf has gone for a piss and interrupted the fucking podcast. Now it's just me and Mark. Don't make a penis. Don't ruin it. No, don't do that, because fucking then it'll just fuck it up. Don't be fucking retarded.
That's close.
I don't care. So go to what? Talk about go to what?
It's alright. I got pretty far. Played a bit more COD.
You played a bit more COD? So for reference, this is Black Ops 4. So what have you been playing? Multiplayer or?
It makes me cry out bad. I'm a multiplayer.
Is it, so what have you been playing? Battle Royale or just multiplayer?
Multiplayer. I like Battle Royale.
You don't like battle royale? No. See, I think that's probably the more redefined battle royales, to be honest. That's out right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I really loved PUBG when it first came out, but then they fucked the game up. They fucked the game up, and then Fortnite's like obviously the main big bastard on the market. See, I don't like the building aspect because I'm not fucking that good at building.
Whenever I've played with Michael, I don't build in Fortnite by myself.
I think Black Ops 4 has done it right because at the end of the day, it's still got the same COD pace, but it is a battle. It's basically just massive free for all, which that's what battle royale is.
Apparently, Red Dead has a battle royale. Fuck off.
Fucking right, so I should pick
it's
up
a notification.
Yeah, apparently Red Dead does have a battle royale because you start off with a bow and a knife. But Red Dead Online, yeah.
Yeah. But I've not done it yet.
Yeah, we've just talked about it. Yeah, we played
it
for a bit.
It was a laugh.
It's alright, I mean.
Was it on PC?
Never,
probably. I don't know, probably in like 2 years when they want to milk more money. Year or two, yeah.
It was 2 years. Because it came out on.
It's when
GTA came out on PS3.
It came out before it came out on the new consoles.
It came out on PS3 and then it came on PS4 and it was PC, so it was 2 years, roughly.
Yeah.
This one should be a bit quicker, though.
I don't know, it depends if they actually want to put it to PC. I mean,
they will, because they'll want the money.
They probably want the money, yeah.
So, well, Black Ops, right, you know when I got Creator Class?
Yeah.
I was like, I want the knife, because I was
that kind of dick, and I found the knife. Yeah. Classic. Level 55 for a knife, wow. So I've been playing Battlefield 5, and actually, when I played the beta, I thought it was just pretty shit, but I've been playing it and it's actually getting better and better every time I play it.
But he's getting shit up.
But actually, no, to be fair, I think last match I played before I came round, I got up to like 40 something kills.
You should have seen him.
Yeah, I should have seen him. You should have seen him on PlayStation. Yeah. On. Yeah, I was getting mad. I won't lie.
To be honest, I played Fortnite with him and we're both equally shit, so I can't say anything. I'm probably just as bad.
Yeah, no, I will get.
I like how everyone's just slowly replying to messages at the moment.
I mean, I've got fucking, you know.
Oh, I.
I've just got to fucking keep people busy and happy.
Oh, yeah. You know the person that no one knows the person about, and that we can't name drop, but the we'll probably end up listening to this because you've told them about it.
We just, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, get through life.
Or you got to do who you've got to do.
No, we just got to.
And I'm not editing any of this anymore, because fuck it.
Say
he's
keeping it low-key.
Oh, yeah, fucking.
Oh, you mean last night? Yeah, because it was a date night.
Yeah, because he was like, oh, don't tell so-and-so.
No, that's different.
And then that person found out by looking at those photos, and I'm like, I'm not going to keep shit secret. After you told me to say nothing to anyone.
My girlfriend
The guy?
Yeah.
Michael's gay if you didn't know. They're not technically seen. Or are they?
I mean, we just.
I know that much.
Some have seen, some have.
I mean, not wrong, I guess.
We just. I don't know. It's just going just. Each day as it comes.
Oh, yeah.
Just enjoying our fucking time.
Each day definitely comes.
We're just enjoying our time, and you know, just gotta do what we gotta do. Right now, it's recording this podcast and getting
It's not really picking much of your voice up, so
fuck you a little bit.
I mean, it won't because you're fucking stretching that old bitch as far away as possible. Yeah.
Thanks, mate. I tell you what, the mic cost me about 50 quid. Yeah, the amp stand cost me 8 quid.
Mine cost me like 15 quid.
Yeah, the amp.
That's pretty good,
Titan. That's probably going to pick up on the audio now. No, it tightens. I've got to tighten it every now and again because I have it up vertically just because it's better for my desk and when I'm playing. Because obviously in my setup at home, I've got obviously two monitors. One of them's connected to my PlayStation as well as my computer. So if I turn my PlayStation on, I just move my arm up and it's out of the way. And then just talk through headset. But yeah, I mean, there's not really I've been looking forward to watching or.
Well, game wise.
Or games, yeah. I mean, there's Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which obviously we're going to go watch.
Yeah, boy.
Which I'm looking forward to that.
Mate, that got 100% on fucking Rotten Tomatoes when it came out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
don't know what's that now, but
I'm looking forward to that just because.
Probably still at 90% on it.
I don't know. I bit my law into Spider-Man. I mean, I won't. I'm not. I'm not
it's
gay
an animated
for him.
One, so I'm not too, yeah. That's why I think it'd be a bit better.
I'm not like fucking.
Because it's more focused on Miles, isn't it?
I mean,
yeah.
Definitely Peter
Parker's.
Wait,
Peter Parker's gonna be fucking hilarious. Peter Parker, but Spider-Ham.
I don't have a rager for him. It's not like, oh fucking, you know, Marvel's the best thing in film.
Oh no, I can happily sit there and watch Marvel. And
end of the day, I like all sorts of films. I like, yeah.
I'll watch that. It looks half decent, actually.
What,
Aquaman.
Oh, Aquaman.
See, the film actually looks half decent. Probably going to be one of the better ones of the DCEU, sort of.
I'd be more inclined to watch it if I actually cared.
I mean, I don't like Aquaman at all, but the film does look semi-decent.
It does make it more of a relevant character.
I guess, yeah.
Casted in.
Yeah, I mean, I think it looks a lot better than should be, realistically. It's like the only two good films that they've produced so far, DC, has been Wonder Woman and potentially Aquaman.
I haven't watched any of DC.
Yeah, most of them are pretty dog shit for the most part. I mean, they're enjoyable if you want to sit there and like have a popcorn movie.
I think the only two DC ones that I've enjoyed
Aquaman
and Batman with Josh
Clooney. Oh my god. Oh, the Tim Burton ones. Don't talk about fucking Batman. Is it Batman Forever or is it Batman and Robin?
Batman and Robin. Nipples. Batman and Robin's with George Clooney.
Yeah, because that's the last one.
Yeah.
Batman
See,
Forever.
I binge watched them one time when I was working nights, so obviously I was up.
I mean,
so I watched all
the Tim Burton ones.
It's like.
Yeah,
that was.
The ones with Michael
Keaton
as a Batman, they're like the best ones. Like, he's one of my favourite
Batman. But it's still fucking dog shit. Like,
oh, yeah, don't get me wrong. They're not great films, but.
I think the Batman.
Yeah, the bad nips do add like you know, sorry, a bit of character.
It's the fact that the villains weren't great either. In the
no,
it's like, oh, you got the Riddler and Two Face, and they're both like fucking retards.
You're not wrong.
And you got fucking Poison Ivy and Bane. Bane is so underused.
Yeah, Bane, where he's like classic wrestler Bane.
Yeah, classic. Yeah, that's basically what.
Yeah.
And then they completely change him for the Christopher Nolan verse.
Yeah,
and then
I mean,
totally got off track.
Everyone like rants and raves about Christopher Nolan's like Batman's, but realistically, people only care about
think,
the second one.
Yeah, I can say.
I mean, don't get me wrong, Bane was good in that, but people only really care. People only really care about.
See, I feel like story wise, the first one's probably the better one.
Yeah,
story wise, but character. But yeah,
Scarecrow and just Batman being better.
That Scarecrow and Ra's al Ghul, wasn't it?
Yeah,
the second one's definitely
the
better one for Batman. The second one's still the better one for villain wise.
Well,
it was more the villain story than anything.
Yeah,
that's not like Bane one out of three.
Bane one's
Bane is good, but at the same time,
it's a bit obvious though.
It's hard to understand what he says.
You merely adopted the Doctor's
Tom Hardy's not had the best career.
I masturbated the
Doctor. Don't get me wrong, he's had like some of good roles, but he's not put them on.
See, I think Tom Hardy's a certain type of character. I mean, obviously, you know, he's a generic British actor. Right. In Venom, he wasn't bad. Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, just fucking.
Trying to check, boys. Yeah. I still need to watch Venom.
See, it's like, Venom's good, but obviously, you know, he's a British actor doing an American voice. It's just a shit accent.
Yeah, but he's supposed to be, like, from San Francisco or something.
Yeah. Well, no, technically it's from New York.
No, because.
No,
Eddie Brock is technically from San Francisco.
Well, why was he in New York and then he went back to San Francisco?
Because in the comics he was from San Francisco.
Yeah, that's the comics. That's the comics.
Oh, but I'm fucking talking
anyway,
about.
Well, I'm on about fucking the Venom film. The Venom film was good.
I can't wait to watch
He was a decent actor.
We're sober to do this.
I'm not. Man, fucking what have you been drinking? Jesus.
It's all bad for it, bro.
He was a decent actor. It was just the film couldn't decide what it wanted. It was either trying to be too comedic or too serious.
I'll watch it when it comes out on like digital and stuff.
Yeah, all in the same time, it just couldn't decide
so
what it wanted.
Someone wants to watch it. because it's not
called
Alien, she likes to masturbate
often. See, like, it was good in Legend. I'll give him that.
Legend was half decent.
But Legends, to me,
two characters.
To me, like,
yeah.
To me, Legends is a shit film.
See, I think it's half decent.
Yeah, but it's like, obviously, no, because, but obviously,
that's only because he has to play two different personalities.
No, but it's not that. It's not. It's not a factor that. It's because obviously I know the like obviously the story of the Quaid.
I know the real
story.
I know all the knowledge. I'm a fucking big hard man.
All right.
Go on, say what you want to say.
No, it's all right. Go fuck yourself. Oh dear.
Go on, say what you want to say.
No, it's all right. I don't want to. Play. Why are you here? Go meet Nathan at Spoons. We don't even want you.
I'm sorry, just because
you fucking fat.
You don't like being bullied.
No, what I'm saying is, because obviously, if you watch any other career film or documentary, The Legends is from his wife's point of view, and obviously, she's never seen the actual pure violence or the whole gang affiliation that he was in.
Exactly. Was it though? I don't know.
It wasn't an artistic flair. He was trying to take it from her diary.
No, what about Legend?
What? How was that an artistic flair?
Because he wouldn't have sold as well.
I mean, for the it's probably not wrong.
It wasn't so.
It was probably exaggerated a little bit.
Sell as well.
What do you mean?
If it weren't as exaggerated.
But no, that's what I'm saying. It was under exaggerated because the film.
Well, maybe they
didn't even.
It didn't
incorporate hardly anything of what they did because it was from the wife's point of view and she never saw any of the gang orientated stuff.
So the film.
She.
Was from the wife's point of view.
Yeah. Legend is from the wife's point. Is it Ronnie's point of view? No, is it Richard? Fucking which one's the bent one? Reginald. Reggie's the bent. No, Ronnie's the bent one. I think.
Ronnie's the gay one. I think.
Yeah, Reggie's the
bent.
He's bent.
It's a little
but
bit.
Reggie's the fucking. Reggie's the.
Don't need to show cancelling already.
Shut up. Reggie's the cat cancellers with free speech. Reggie's the straight
we're
one.
America, but whatever.
Right, don't tell him that. But anyway, yeah.
I think our voices will tell that.
But no, but Legend is from the wife's point of view, so obviously.
That's
what I mean. That's why I think like other films do them better. I mean, don't get me wrong, it is a good film. He did it well.
Yeah, he managed to pull off two characters.
Other films do it better, I think.
I mean, it could have been better, yeah. And I like how we're reviewing this film more than we have fucking
yeah, no.
The film we've
watched
today.
We've gone
today.
Off topic. This is the and more... season
oh yeah, by the way, if you didn't know, the show is called Horror Gore and More, and it's probably going to be more and more than it is anything else because the show will derail very much all the time.
Yeah, pretty much,
as you can tell already.
Yeah,
because Michael likes to talk a lot of shit about everything, and God forbid you ever get started on Star Wars. Because his bone will fucking touch the table.
I don't even know what Star Wars is. I don't know what Star
really?
Wars is.
Shit, boy, I never knew that. I'm gonna do it right now.
I don't have two Star Wars tattoos. I don't know what you mean.
What is Star Wars? Explain it to me.
One, two.
I mean, technically it's one because it's part of the same
two.
One.
It's not. It's not you, part of the same.
Well, it is because you've got. You're basically starting a half sleeve. So shut the fuck up.
Not really.
I mean, you are.
Yoda was about the Hutter.
What?
Mandalore.
Was about the Hutter.
Mandalore.
Yeah, sure.
Mandalorian is what you should say.
Yeah, sure.
Say Mandalorian. Say he's a Mandalorian.
Yoda was actually just a droid.
Bitch.
Yeah.
He's a little bitch.
I feel like we've gone very off topic.
Oh man,
this is just
we've already gone off topic.
This is just
droid all along.
This is just turning heads.
Because chemicals in the water,
turning
Yoda's gay.
Right, I'm dumb. I'm off for a
fucking
fight.
Frog.
I'm dumb.
Can't bring Alice Jones in this shit.
I'm dumb. I'm tapping out. I think I'm calling this episode.
Yeah, pretty much. We should probably call it because it's like 44
I'm calling
minutes.
It. This has been the fucking horror gore, but mostly more. On the first episode of the fucking podcast.
Yeah, we've guest appearance of Mark.
Basically,
turned
to
up
fucking
like
put it all into up. A small bullet point, the film was shit and we talked shit. So,
I mean, you're not wrong.
I guess there's another
it's pretty
episode
dog shit.
To...
Can't wait to see the next three sequels.
The fuck, no, we're not doing that anytime
what
soon.
What did you watch?
Wishmaster.
Wishmaster, we told you this. You are the shittiest guest. ever.
We didn't even watch the film, fucking
Why are you here? Go play with Nathan.
It's 8 o'clock now, mate. So we need to go meet your bestie.
Go play with Nathan.
Go play with Nathan.
Where's this what?
Who? Ginger.
Ginger? I mean, to be fair, Benji's not actually here, and it's like 8 o'clock.
He ain't coming yet. I think he's on. He's not pre-drinking, I don't think. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
What a little bitch. Why is he not pre-drinking?
Anyway, just fucking just end it. Sign us off. Right. Just sign us off.
Right, everyone say goodbye.
This is the end of Mark and Michael signing off.
Bye-bye, little bitches.
I can't even pick you up, you
See you next week.
Just fucking stop Toodles. Recording. I'm going to kill myself.
Say goodbye.
Fuck off.
Say goodbye.
Bye.